And when you were a girl, did you ever hear anybody call food by any other name? Come get your... It might say, come get your...
Dinner.
Come get
breakfast
your
or supper, whatever.
Did they ever say vittles?
They ever say what?
Vittles?
Yes, yes, I have. Come get your vittles. Yes, we used to call it vittles.
In the boarding house?
Yes, sir. And my grandmother used to call it vittles all the time.
Uh-huh. that's what I'm interested in.
Yes, sir.
If a child had something between meals to eat, what would you call that? If he had something between meals.
If a child had something between meals. Uh-huh. We'd call it a lunch, I guess.
What would you have on the table to season?
Salt and pepper.
Did you ever have a pepper sauce?
Yes.
How was that on the table?
How would it?
Yes, what would you keep it in?
And a vinegar cruet.
I see. Now, did you have something in the...
Yes, sir.
How was it? What did you have on the top?
No, the much I can't think.
Did you have a glass stopper?
Yes, it had a glass stopper. And it was just, it was sprinkled. This vinegar cruet I'm telling you about was just, would sprinkle it.
I see. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Did you keep molasses on the table?
We had a molasses stand.
Did you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Raise that top up like that, you see. Pour out what you want to sit it back down.
I see. And would you describe how you used to serve eggs, different ways that you could fix eggs to serve?
What ways would I serve them?
Right.
Well, sometimes I'd fix them straight up, and then again I'd turn them over, and then again I'd scramble them, and then again I'd make egg salad, and let's see. I can't think of another way right. Poach them.
How did you poach them?
Put the water on, let the water get hot, put a little salt in there, and put the egg, break the egg and put it in there.
I see.
Tip a little water over and take it out.
Mm-hmm. And the two parts to an egg, would both parts be solid?
Sure.
Would both parts of an egg be solid when you poached them?
No, I wouldn't let it get solid. That's just the only way. When you poach them, you ain't supposed to let them get solid.
I see.
Just since the whites done.
Oh, and if you boiled them, what would you, would both get solid?
They both will get solid if you hard boil them.
Uh-huh. So you got the yellow. Or what would you call the inside there that gets solid?
For about 5 minutes there, ready.
I see. Uh-huh. And do you remember how they used to make hominy?
Yes, sir, I remember. Let's see.
It?
Now, how did they used to make hominy? They used to put it on, and put the cone in a hopper. A lye hopper.
Mm-hmm.
And let that cone stay in there. I forgot how long it stayed in there. Let the lye drip out on this cone. I think I'm right. And just as soon as you pick up that cone and that husk feel kind of like it won't come off, you take it off that lye and rinse it. And put it on the stove and boil it so many minutes until it, you kick it out a little cool and rub it that way and that husk comes off.
I see.